super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake, mightier than a tidal wave. A one-man disaster area.
42nd Street Pete.
Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, for your skull is cracked.
42nd Street Pete.
Hello, hello, all you grindhouse maniacs.
I was sitting bats in front of abominable snowmen and paranormally anal probes. And
ladies and gentlemen, the man that now goes to cunt state, he's in Ohio, 42nd Street Pete.
Did you say cut state? It was cunt state.
That's what I said, man. That's what I said.
It sounded like cut. Wait, I'm taking a bong hit. Sorry, folks.
You know, I'm trying to help out around here. See what I did for helping?
Guess what? I'm not in Jersey anymore.
Yeah, everybody. Pete is out of Jersey.
Yay.
He's free. Yay. He's free at last. Pete, how's it feel to be a changed man?
It feels wonderful to be semi-retired as opposed to semi-retarded.
Man, where'd you go? You were loud a second ago. Where'd you go? Did you walk away?
No.
He's exhaling a few steps back.
That's what it is.
Trying to find the fucker microphone and all that bong smoke.
It looks like the fog.
Over here somewhere. Oh, shit. I think I stuffed the microphone full.
Stay away from the light.
Jeez.
Well, we already have callers. Superfan Rob is here with us.
Hey, what's up, man?
How's it going, Superfan?
It's going good here in Missouri. Very fucking hot, though, that's for sure.
I know that feeling. Man, Griff. Griff's so hot, he's just stuck a friggin'... It's a cup holder on his forehead.
We also have
Josh Hadley just happened to call in from Lost in the Static. He can't get enough of himself tonight. Josh, welcome to the show.
Hey, Saturday night doesn't have enough of me with two shows on Saturday nights. I got to call into yours now.
Well, you can do that. You know, what the hell? I'm sure other people will be calling in too because this is the first live show I've done since I escaped from that fucking hellhole on the East Coast. And I'd like to say one thing to the government of New Jersey. Thanks for the fucking jury duty notice, you fucking douchebags, the day before I leave, because you actually think I'm fucking coming back and be dumb enough after fucking skating for 50 fucking years, not serving jury duty, you think you're going to get me on the way out? Oh, no, fuck you. I ain't coming back. And you bloated fucking scumbag of a governor. I hope you fucking drop into a diabetic coma, you fat fuck.
Tell us how
and
you feel.
Let's move across the fucking river to New York City. Other people who have fucked me. I'm going to throw some rocks tonight. Is that all right?
Let's throw rocks.
Cool.
Who have fucked me over, Mayor Bloomberg.
I'm very happy to hear that Ohio hasn't mellowed you out at all.
You thought it would?
Nothing's going to mellow
the man. You never know.
No.
Ohio's not even really a state. Is it?
Ohio.
Hey, look, so far nobody's... I've been here 2 weeks and nobody's bothered me. That's a far cry from what I'm used to.
Well, I got to tell you...
I think Ohio is the sound you make during a prostate exam.
I don't have a prostate, so I'm not going to worry about that anymore. It was yanked out and thrown against the...
Hey, you guys got to let Pete throw some rocks. He's ready. He's got them in his hand.
Going into New York, Mayor Bloomberg, you little Nazi fuck. You can't smoke outside. You can't do this. You can't do that. Cost you $10 to get through the tunnel, $50 to fucking part. You're out $60. You don't even get a blowjob. What the fuck? Beer's $10. You know something? I don't miss any of this shit right about now, okay? So the speed limit here is 35. I can deal with it, you know? It's better than trying to run down Chinamen. They won't get out of your fucking way because they don't know how to drive. They drive by touch. Boom, 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 boom. So why should I have to deal with that nonsense? And to everybody who tried to fuck me on the way out, guess what? I got out. You're still there. Enjoy paying the highest fucking taxes in the whole fucking country, douchebags. All of yous.
All of yous.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There's some nice people. I've still got friends there and stuff like that. But for the rest of those fucking wannabe millionaire morons, fuck you. Ain't coming back. Ain't.
That's right.
Ain't coming back.
The party is started.
Yeah.
What are you doing out there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Kinderland, man. Just get signed my new little hookers poster. Hell yeah.
That'll be great.
Kinderland and Vanessa. Vanessa Del Rey will be there.
Of course. Of course.
Frank Heddenlauter and just about everybody was in all of his films.
Hey, you call him a slut.
See.
What was that?
Who the hell did that?
That was Tim.
What?
I don't know what the heck that was.
Tell him to go. Just go talk about wieners in front of him, and that'll distract him.
Not Tim, are you actually going to show up?
Not when fucking Ginger Lynn's in the room, baby. Woo!
You guys are actually going to make the pilgrimage this time, I understand?
If Ginger Lynn's going to be there, I'll sell my kidney for that son of a bitch.
You may have to.
I'll have her autograph my New Wave Hookers laser disc.
I've got one of those, too, so I'm bringing that, too.
Bam.
What's that?
Damn, ooh. They got a dog. Oh, Graf!
Feaster Hammond. Feaster
What the fuck are you doing?
Griff just dropped an incredibly nightmarish scent on the entire studio.
It smells dropped. Like fucking Jersey
what
in
you,
here.
What do you got?
Smells
you
like
guys
Jersey
like?
In your feet.
Lovers or something. Every time the three are in the fucking studio, all you're doing is farting and tasting each other's farts. It's disgusting, you know?
It's a goddamn innotub we had before the show.
I mean, you know, it's bad enough I got to deal with Todd with his midget phobias every week, you know, but...
Well, he's 7 foot tall, and most some bitches trip him every time they're around the room.
Yeah, I know.
Todd, you're coming to Wasteland?
Damn right.
Cool.
Road trip.
We've heard this before. Shit don't stay. Hey. Hooker's crushing cans with her pussy in the lobby, and you're playing PlayStation in a room at Henry.
Well, you know what? Someone has to do it, man. Someone has to do it.
Your priorities are really going to order, you know, really. We're taking every – if you show up – I'm giving the big if. If you show up, we're taking all your gimmicks away.
Oh.
I got to have my games, man.
Definitely. You got to watch Hookers, man.
Yeah. Come on. I got to have my PSP. Come on.
Yeah.
I just want my handheld.
No. The word was
just bring condoms.
If Griff drops out, he's not able to go. Tim says he's going
to
come. So
I can't. I am not going to be able to make it this year.
So you're not making it, but Tim's going.
I've got to put a wife through nursing school here in about 2 months. So,
wow. You're see what happens,
sissy son of a bitch.
You get hitched and it's over. Pete's got it going on.
Hey, I'm looking out for my future.
No, actually, I don't got it going on because I actually met somebody and she's coming out the Wasteland.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Yes. Yeah, but you're not hitched yet, are you?
What?
When you get hitched, am I going to be the one to do it? That's the question.
Yeah, if you show up at Wasteland.
All right. So you're getting hitched at Wasteland? Hold on. This is a...
Not right now.
Oh, okay. Oh. Don't freak me out, man. Don't freak me out.
2 years. 2 years.
Don't jump the fucking gun. This is a new...
I will say right now, though, I will be at next year's October Wasteland, because by then she'll graduate nursing school and I'll... have the assets to go.
Shit, so. Bud, we're going to win the lotto by then.
Shit.
The Missouri lotto, what do you win? A fucking pound of crystal meth?
pretty much.
That meth's everywhere. It's like 45 cents a cubic foot here or some shit.
Yeah. Oh, that's
first
funny.
National product of Missouri.
Yeah.
That and mullets.
Weed, but there's meth.
That's right. Mullets and meth. They go together well.
Shit, yeah, brother. You can't have one without the other.
Walk into a fucking CVS out there and go, I'll have 32 packs of Sudafed, please. I have a really bad fucking cold.
Shit, the Walgreens, they got a whole meth aisle. You just go pick it
they
up right there.
They only sell them to people with M&M shirts. That's what I heard.
ICP shirts. You got to have an ICP
shirt. Oh, yeah. Well, I think that's a Faygo.
Yeah.
Faygo or Faygo, whichever that is.
Oh God, ICP. They got wrestling now, ICP. They got that whole thing going on, a gathering of the juggalos or something.
The midgets, they got them little migalos.
Gathering of the juggalos?
Gathering of the chuckleheads. You seen those fucking retarded people?
That's why I said Faygo or Faygo, whichever way.
No wonder why.
Is that the ones they throw
we better
soda
be nice. I think Josh is a juggalo,
oh,
I think.
Oh boy. You don't get the juggalos fired up. They'll start throwing 2 liters of orange soda at you.
Don't get Josh upset. He's going to throw a 2 liter orange Faygo at us.
Yeah,
you tell the juggalos you like Slipknot and don't get pissed.
So, Josh, how long have you been a juggalo, Josh?
About 6 hours. About 14 seconds now, apparently.
So no, how do you like
don't,
your...
Don't wish that on him. His IQ will drop like 30 fucking points.
How do you...
Don't get that face paint on me.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, if you keep this up, Todd, then I'm not going to have Pete and Griff on my What the Fuck show coming up. I was going to ask them, but...
Hey, you know what, buddy? Just be quiet and drink your raspberry Faygo. Everyone will enjoy it.
I don't know. Well, you know something? I gotta say something because you know there's so much crap floating around out there as far as things to watch, and you know, like people send me some stuff here and there, and it's usually really fucking bad. Let me just take a hit off this wine bottle. I'm talking.
Next, he's going to be taking a hit off of a tracheotomy midget.
Getting in my territory.
Anyway,
now.
Wait. Back to this whole thing. This is a fucking serious thing. Okay, we can fuck off later on.
Okay.
One of our regular listeners had sent me a DVD. He was teaching in China, and he came out with this thing called Dragon City. And initially, I didn't know what to make of the whole thing, but I put it in, and it's like, it's, you know, one of those post-apocalyptic things, but it's really, really fucking cool, and they got this great fucking little punk band called No Name. And I tell you, it's about, you know, 60, 65 minutes or something like that, but it's really fuck some cool shit. I don't know if he's got a distribution deal where they can order it, but his name's Daryl Pestilence, and he's unknown on Facebook as the Cool Ghoul. So... this thing, it's pretty neat. I don't know whether he's selling it yet or he's going to put it out or something, but it's definitely worth a look. So it's called Dragon City. Cool shit.
Well, Dragon City.
Pete, I'm going to recommend to you Psycho Holocaust.
Psycho
Holocaust. This is movie I just ordered on Amazon called Mother's Day. It's the remake by Darren Lynn Bousman. It's a remake of Charles Kaufman's thing. I'm going to check that out.
Oh God! Why would they want to remake another classic?
I can say
I don't know. Got me, but I heard it's pretty good. I heard it's pretty gory.
Just sit down in the middle of the floor and dangle your keys in front of your face for an hour and a half, and that'll save you the pain of watching that.
Poop on shit on a plate and make a painting. It'll be more fun than that piece of shit.
Finger paints.
Finger paint with your turds.
You finger have more paint fun with poop.
It's so good, even wieners couldn't distract him.
That's right.
That ain't no fucking jungle holocaust. I'll tell you that right now.
Hey, Todd, I heard a midget joke I got to tell you.
Uh-oh.
This is pretty funny.
Uh-oh.
This guy's sitting tending bar. There's a couple truckers sitting at the end of the bar, and his midget comes in, starts pounding down shots of Jack Daniels. He calls the bartender over after a couple rounds, and he goes, hey, you see those guys at the end of the bar? He goes, yeah. He goes, I'm going to go down and kick the shit out of them. I go, you're out of your fucking mind, dude. They're like huge. Look at the size of you. And he goes, don't matter. I'm going to kick the shit out of him. So he goes down the end of the bar. He stirs up some crap. They go outside. He comes in all by himself, washing up his hands. Piece of cake. Two nights later, he comes back in. He's sitting there pounding down drinks, and there's a couple of Hell's Angels sitting at the end of the bar. So he goes, you see those bikers down there? Bartender's, yeah. He goes, I'm going to kick their ass. He goes, you're nuts this time. They're going to fucking kill you. He goes down there, he stirs up some shit, they go outside, he beats the fucking crap out of him and is walking in. That was nothing. So the guy's talking to his friend who works down at the zoo, and he's telling him, he goes, man, I got this crazy fucking midget. He comes in here, and he's nuts. He beats the shit out of everybody. And he goes, well, you know, I just got this gorilla in from Africa, and a fucker's like really crazy. He goes, I could dope him up. We'll put him up in your office and send the guy up there and see what happens. So he goes, yeah. So they smuggle the gorilla in. Midget comes in, he's sitting there, he's about an hour pounding down drinks and shit. He says, I'm looking for a fight. So the bartender goes, matter of fact, you know, there's a guy looking for you. He's up in my office. He said he can kick the crap out of you. Midget storms up the stairs. You hear all this smashing, bashing, furniture breaking and shit like that. Midget comes down rubbing his hands together. He goes, tell that Iranian scumbag when he wakes up, I hung his coat in the closet.
Well, hey, Todd.
Yes. Leave it to Pete.
I gotta go. I just wanted to say hey to Pete. I wanted to say hey to Griff, and that Tim and I are still enemies, but hey to everybody else.
Tim wants you to rub your face in some poop and make some art with it.
Is that still over that Godzilla thing? You're still.
No, it's over that fucking Alien Predator movie.
Oh, the Alien Predator. I'm sorry.
He sent me an invite to that Juggalo Fest, and I turned it down. So
right. He didn't want any orange fago.
Tim doesn't need fago. He's already a fag, so it all works out. He's obsessed with wieners.
I'm not the one watching all those cannibal movies, for Christ's sake.
That's right. You have a good one, Josh.
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Hey, oh! Yeah.
Stop the show!
Hang on, Pete!
This is Bettini Guerrero, and I'm a fucking midget, asshole.
What?
That is a fucking midget joke.
Todd's the one that don't like midgets. Yell at him.
Wait. Greg, cool it. What's going on here? I'm missing something. What?
She's a midget, for fuck's sake, Pete.
You're a midget? Really?
You're a midget.
She wasn't very happy.
I love you, dude.
What happened?
She's lying. She don't sound fucking 2 foot nine.
She called in and called you an a-hole.
Really?
Yeah.
We're gotten stirred up now, Pete.
She's calling back. Here she goes. Hang on. Yes. You are live with 42nd Street Pete.
What the fuck? You guys had to cut me off? What, I'm too short now? I'm too short to be able to speak?
You can't reach the chains there in the payphone.
You only get half the airtime as a normal listener.
Oh, shit.
Well, really? Todd,
so what the fuck is your hatred toward midgets?
I don't have any hatred.
Why do you hate us so much? Why the fuck do you hate us so much? I just don't fucking understand you. Is it because you've never had fucking head from a midget? Do you know what it's like to stand on your own 2 feet and get sucked by a fucking midget? You clearly don't.
Well, you know, it's not my fault. I don't have any problem with midgets at all. They just give me the creeps a little bit. They kind of scare me. You gotta understand.
What the fuck? We have pussies. We have a nice set of titties. What the fuck is your problem?
Yeah, well, I've never. You know what it is? It's the fact that the first midget shows I ever saw were like Under the Rainbow and Bloodsucking Freaks. Come on. It was kind of frightening.
Well, you know, sounds like a fucking personal problem to me.
Well, you know, I got to take responsibility for traumatizing because I was like throwing midget porn at him at a show, so it, you know. It may not be his fault. I may have psychologically damaged
him. It's all Pete's fault. I didn't even...
Doesn't fucking matter whose fault it is. You guys have midgets listening to you guys, and you guys are fucking talking shit about us like that. That's fucking bullshit. You guys, all of you guys, not only am I a fucking Mexican midget, and I have to put up with all the beaner jokes, now, you guys, too? You guys feel mad at a pinche way. Pinches cabrones, el único que hacen. You guys are all motherfuckers. I mean, how tall are you?
Go back to Mexico, okay?
How tall are you? How tall are you, bud? What, an extra 4 feet of shit? An extra 4 feet of shit? I'm going to get stuck on my waterline.
Hey, I have a question.
Wait a minute, I
have a question.
I apologize if my... I don't apologize for anything. What the fuck?
Pete.
I want Todd to apologize to me. He's the one that's always on this fucking shit.
Can I ask you a question?
I'm not either. I didn't do anything.
I'm still trying to plan like a post wedding reception. If I was to hire you to like wear a sombrero and I fill the top of it with chips and dip, and you can just walk around and people could eat out of the top of the hat. How much would that cost me?
Would you like me to suck your dick while I'm at it?
No, thanks. I have a wife for that.
She charges by the dip.
Do I?
You guys are fucking assholes.
Do I take steak?
You guys need to let this sexy
do I take state minimum wage and just cut that in half?
You guys have got to be with us one night. We will fucking rock your world.
Well, you know, we'll be up at Cinema Wasteland.
Sure you will.
You want to come up there?
Is your name Jimmy Dean?
I will be there. I will be at Wasteland, and I will show you what midgets can do, baby.
I'm ready.
Oh, how many are you going to bring? Is this about getting my ass kicked?
Todd's interested, but he's going to be playing this PS2.
Oh, Todd. You are in for it.
Hey, look, I am the... You know what? I have never been mean to you, ever.
Maybe you could get her to wear a Robin outfit, Todd, and you guys could go running through the parking lot to Batman and Robin.
He's got a penguin outfit here in the station.
Guys.
The plane.
That's not even right.
You guys just wait. Come September, just wait and see what's going to happen to every single one of these fucking motherfuckers. Hey, Tom, you better watch out. Maybe one of us will get in your suitcase.
What?
And take us back home with you.
Lord.
You better watch out.
That's what traumatized me. Pete was showing me that kind of stuff. He was throwing it at me.
She might snack your kneecap with a hammer.
Now, be nice.
You'd be pissed off too if you had a level ass crack and
ball sack. I have to ask you guys something.
Go ahead.
Aside from an additional 4 feet of shit, what does a regular high school woman have that I don't?
Hey, look, I got something to say, okay? I don't know if you watch Boston Legal or not. Boston Legal is my favorite show, okay? And Boston Legal had William Shatner on there, and he had an incredibly awesome girlfriend who happened to be a midget. And you know what? I had no problem with that. William Shatner's awesome. If it's good enough for William Shatner, it's good enough for me.
Bullshit.
Bullshit. You think this is my first time tuning in? I've been following you guys for a long time. I know the kind of shit you say. So I need you to tell me right now, what the fuck is your problem? No bullshit.
I don't
even... balls. Grow some fucking balls the size of me and fucking say it like it is.
God damn. I don't know. That was a low blow, but I would consider a low blow a midget performing fellatio on a dwarf. So I don't know. I don't know.
You know, the thing is, look, I never said I hated midgets. I just said I got scared because Pete was throwing them at me for an entire weekend.
I wasn't throwing midgets. You're always throwing porn midget DVDs. Bridget the Midget.
So you're a midget tosser too, Pete? Jesus. No.
You Sorry. Obviously you don't bastard. Know what you have going on. Do you even know how tight and just fucking amazing a midget pussy feels like? You clearly don't. You have not lived, honey. You have no idea.
Is that sort of like fucking a hamster?
I don't know. Do you speak from experience? Do you know what it's like to fuck a hamster?
Man.
Okay, you got me there.
Yeah, but even hamsters don't have them little creepy sausage fingers, man. That's fucked up right there. They're soft.
You won't be complaining when I'm shoving my cute little finger up your asshole, motherfucker.
This isn't the girl from England, is it?
It's like... We had to get a restraining order against her, man.
You're pretty rowdy for a midget. I mean, you know, are you like some kind of sexual dynamo or something?
Oh, I mean, what are you guys going to think? I'm a midget on steroids?
What's your name
Fuck
again?
You.
Is your name Bridget?
No, it was something like Gonzalez. I'm not sure.
It's Bettina Guerrero, motherfucker. Just because I'm Mexican, it doesn't mean my last name is Gonzalez. Go suck a dick.
Go mow my lawn. I don't care.
It's one of those mini tamales.
Trim my bushes.
Oh, please.
Stand outside my front yard and hold a little lantern.
Sir Todd, are you ready for me, baby? Are you ready for me?
Griffith.
You know what's coming your way?
What?
I'm lost.
Hang on.
Let me think. I'm trying to think.
Griffith is what?
I said Griff's ready.
I ain't got nothing against midgets. I like midgets.
They freak me the fuck out. They're weird.
He only liked midgets, he said, when they
That's like emergency
twos.
Pussy for stoplights. You pull them out of a fucking glove box, and it's like having a snack pack. You just got to pull it out. And
it's a half a slam.
Oh, please. Just because your wife
like going to Subway in order to
fix
midgets.
Just because your wife can barely fit in the fucking car and can't even bend down to blow you. Come on, baby.
What?
Damn.
Hey Todd, are we legally protected about any of this stuff? Because I got a funny feeling we really pissed somebody off this time.
Hey, Pete, you're entitled to your opinion.
I know, I have an opinion.
This is my opinion.
And I just want to give a shout out to the Juggalo that was on the line.
No,
this
some bitch just hit the shitter.
This
some bitch just hit the shitter.
It's like a
juggalo midget.
It's like a powder keg of 2 liter orange soda right now. Talking
orange fago.
It's some of that mango soda from south of the border.
Lord.
Wow, really? Is that all you've got? Come on, try harder, honey. Try harder.
Man, Tim, I think that sounded like a personal invitation.
Fuck. I think over the last year, I've done fucking shot out all my midget jokes. I've run out of them for tonight.
So what you're saying is you're a little short tonight?
I'm a what?
A little short tonight.
I'm sorry. Say that again?
He said, are you a little short tonight?
Am I a little short thing?
No, a little short tonight.
She's on her tippy toes, as you can hear on the payphone. We're about out of change.
wait a minute. You say you've been listening to this show for a while. How can you listen to the show? Can you really climb up on top of the computer and hear it from there?
Wow.
Actually, I'm on your nuts right now. They hang so fucking low that I'm standing on them right now. Why don't you look down, sweetheart? Yeah, there I am, motherfucker.
Oh, them and two cribs. Thank you.
Pete, word of advice, don't open up any packages coming into your house at least the next 6 months. She might mail herself to you.
Brush them for sausage fingerprints.
Yeah, they should be brown after I get done with your asshole, motherfucker.
Well, talking about a show taking a fucking weird U-turn, this was it.
Welcome to Ohio, Pete.
I'm hoping she don't live around here. That's even worse. Shit.
Wow.
Yeah, you guys have it coming for you guys. Wasteland will never be the same.
Oh,
ever.
Boy.
Wasteland. Okay, I want to make sure I get all my doggy.
Yeah, now that I look at my calendar, I think I do have something going on.
Hold on. What did Pete say about doggy doors?
And you know, what I go to cinema Wasteland, Miss Pete. Joke. I mean, as it is, we can fit 25 to a car. Now, half the size, you're looking at 50. A whole crew of fucking Juggalo 50 fucking Mexicans.
You're not.
Good
hang on. So you're.
Luck.
So you're a Mexican
luck,
Mexican
Todd.
Juggalo.
Good fucking luck.
Hold on a
minute
now.
You know why Mexicans drive those cars so low to the ground?
Why is that?
So they can drive and pick lettuce at the same time.
Oh! You know, Pete.
Actually, you got it wrong. We pick strawberries.
Hey, Pete, I foresee.
Strawberry flavored Faygo.
Pete, I think I foresee a little trouble for you.
A little trouble.
I think you got a little Action Jackson going on in Cinema Wasteland, Pete.
A little trouble heading there.
Hey, Rob, are you still there?
I think Rob just.
Fuck no, Rob said, see you later.
He got scared.
Wow. You scared off Rob, and he's huge.
Little Sally and Big John.
Oh, I don't know. Should I be scared? What are you, is this you're going to bring up 50 midgets to kick my ass?
That only means 25 regular-sized people, Pete.
You got them numbered, Pete.
Get two for one.
Yeah. Now, you know, I got to explain something to you. I had an Uncle Cheech who was a midget. And I'm being real here. I'm trying to be sincere about this because I know she's pissed off. Uncle Cheech was only like 2.5 feet tall. And problem was he was
a
nudist. No, he was a nudist. He went to a nudist camp back in the 60s when they had this dance called the Twist and he was
clubbed. Oh, so is that where your fetish comes from? That's why you're throwing all the midget porn at Todd? Is that where it comes from? You got turned on by your uncle?
Jesus. Yeah, Pete.
Is this Amanda?
Amanda, did you get off your WoW account? You silly. You had us going. You're wacky.
I wonder who the fuck Amanda is.
Yeah, it's all right. It's a, yeah. One of the producers here. That's one of the producers here, Pete.
Who leaked this phone number out?
You did.
I got to take a bong hit and figure this shit out. Yeah, wait a minute.
Break time?
It is about time to go to break, ladies and gentlemen. Jeez. You want to stay through the break with us there?
We're just going to go on a short break, and then we'll be right back.
I don't know. You shouldn't encourage her.
You want to stick around through the break?
Hey, there you
go.
She might be able to take that medium shirt we got.
Yeah. I think she's gone.
Yeah, she hung up.
Holy shit.
Man, right. You got some fucking weirdo listeners, Pete. Jesus.
Have fun dealing with that email.
We're going to break. We'll be right back. Oh, Lord.
Wanna be a skin or paint a toe? Perhaps it was inevitable. For years, Vincent Price has played the role of Dr. Death. For years, he has pretended to be a hideous, murdering monster. Now, he has actually become one. American International presents Vincent Price in Madhouse. Madhouse, where lunacy lives, fear lurks, evil walks, and death waits. Madhouse, an endless nightmare from which there is no return. Madhouse, a cinematic shock treatment guaranteed to scare you out of your mind. No one ever leaves Madhouse. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Attention all personnel. You got it. You got it. You found the most listened to radio station. Jackalope Radio.
And we're back right here, 42nd Street Pete. I tell you what, I just found out we're adding a new thing to Cinema Wasteland. Pete was talking about it while we were off the air. They're going to have midget soccer. Of course, the midgets are the soccer balls. I think it's going to be pretty
interesting. I didn't fucking say that. Don't get me any more fucking shit, dude.
And, of course, joining us right now, another great caller, Dave is here with us. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Dave, I got a question.
Hey, Dave.
Are you going to protect us? You got our backs when we're at Wasteland.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. Need some bodyguards.
I got your back, got your ankles, got everything. Man,
you're
going to
need
there.
The ankles especially, I
you
think.
You just watch my belt buckle and my kneecaps. I can cover the rest of it just fine.
Yeah. I'm wearing knee pads that deflect punches.
Wear some bubble wrap.
Platform shoes.
Wear some bubble wrap pants. You'll be fine, Pete.
Platform shoes are better.
Man, I'm telling you.
Oh, Lord, man. I'm smoking. And then Tim's going home watching Time Bandits.
At first, I thought it was a joke.
So did I.
A lot of her comments really hit below the belt.
I mean, she was angry.
She was beyond angry.
You know, it's crazy, but they've got this thing called a knob that you can change the channel.
Yeah, but you're going home tonight. He's going home tonight and watching a double feature of Time Bandits and what was the other one?
Return of the Jedi.
For your height only.
I'm going to watch Don't Look. That's what she wanted to know what my hatred of midgets is. How about Don't Look Now? Hello. Hello. Sutherland's backside.
Look, Dave, have you ever heard me say I hate midgets? I just said I was kind of frightened.
All the time.
I've never heard that.
No, I don't say I hate them.
She's lying. Mm-hmm. She's a fibber.
I didn't ever said that. I just said I'm scared because Pete throws the porn at me.
She's got the triple whammy on there, though, because I did hear you say you hate juggalos and Mexicans.
Now, I never said I hated Mexicans.
Well, the little troll got angry, man.
Now,
yeah, juggalos. I hate juggalos.
I might watch Troll Hunter, too.
Watch Troll 2.
Now, hold on. Now, Dave is chiming in. Dave,
don't piss on hospitality.
Dave, give us your opinion of juggalos.
They bounce around too much when they talk. They have to bounce when they talk, and I can't trust people like that.
They're on methamphetamine.
If you smoke crystal meth from the minute you woke up to the minute you didn't go to bed, you would be like that, too.
Yeah, but them magic's got bad knees, man. She can't be bouncing around too much.
No, man. I tell you what, though, I never said I hated the Mexican either, because I love the Mexican people.
Hey, you know something? We better check the register when we go in. What was her name? Bettina Guerrero?
I can't.
Oh,
she's going to use an alias, Pete. Come on.
Pete, you have a stalker.
I think it was Chai Chai Alvarez. I can't remember.
Look for Bridget on the itinerary.
Bridget the midget.
Chai Chai Alvarez.
Write that shit down.
Find out what short.
Why didn't you say she was standing on my balls? I would have certainly felt on my balls.
God, she was eight.
Get that restraining oil filed right now, and you'll be good to go.
We won't know who to file it for. We can't remember her name.
Well, you know, I'm going to have to block up
the crazy midget with the butcher knife.
The doggy door in my kitchen, you know?
Yeah. Oh, you got a doggy door in your kitchen?
Yeah, I don't have a dog, though. So I
better put a board over that son of a bitch.
Yeah. Pull some Night of the Living Dead board
action.
She'd
be sneaking through the air ducts.
Night of the Living Midgets.
Manito.
Come back. Dawn of the Midget.
Man, it's frightening. So, Dave, how you been?
Good. How you guys been?
We are doing
probably
awesome.
A lot better than we've been.
It was going smooth until the sinful dwarf fucking popped into the room.
And yeah, dude, we're all guilty.
Oh, shit.
This will probably be the most controversial show in the history.
It is.
She was fighting.
The Prophet Muhammad was worse than that. I mean, actually, well, then again, now that he's still young, I could get capped walking out to my fucking car to lock it tonight.
If she comes into the station, we can always stuff her in her R2-D2 air cooler we got in here.
It's all about ratings.
Man, you know, Pete. Jerry Springer has nothing on Pete. I gotta tell you,
I didn't even instigate that. You took the fucking call.
I think it was your complaint of the governor of New York that really set her off.
God damn,
that is so awesome.
God, I'm so off track now. I forgot what else I was going to do.
Oh God. Boy,
bong hit, relax, start to act two.
Well, she started speaking in Spanish. I don't speak Spanish. I don't know, man. Jeez.
Yeah, none of us do. We were trying right. to.
You know something? You know, this is going to fuck me up, too, because if I'm stoned, I can't trust the maids.
Oh, boy. Your yard's going to grow out of control. You're going to have a fucking jungle.
Pete's going to be looking over his shoulder every time he buys a taco for the next 2 years.
Or burrito.
Why would I be looking over my shoulder, Todd?
Oh, never mind.
You wouldn't see nothing.
This taco.
Bullseye on my back.
This taco sauce looks a lot like orange soda.
He's gonna be looking between his legs. Another way, I guess. He's gonna bend over every time he gets a taco.
That fucking rearview mirror is on my thighs now.
Jeez.
Let's sing "Lean on Me" and that'll make her all better.
When you're not strong.
Man, she kept on and on about sex. I was like, "What are you, man?" Short. Uh oh, I think she's calling back.
Short, people got no.
I gotta go take a shit.
Put her on.
Here she comes.
Is she?
Welcome to 42nd Street Pete Live.
You assholes didn't clearly learn your lesson, did you?
We can't go to church until tomorrow and forgive all our sins.
Yeah.
You better start forgiving now, baby.
Oh, God.
I didn't do it.
You're crazy.
God is good.
Pete's worried.
All right.
Please
you
don't.
You know what?
Please don't hurt
Pete. I'm
going
to give you guys a chance.
Please
I'm
don't hurt
Pete. I'm
going
to give you guys a chance. Go ahead. Talk to me.
All right. Where do you live?
Is this 50 questions?
None of your fucking business.
Well, you told us to talk to you, so we're talking to you, okay? Come on.
Talk her down, John. Talk her down.
I don't want to fucking talk about where I live.
Talk her up. She's already there.
You're going to stalk us, so we want to know, man. Come on.
What kind of pets do you have?
How are the rest of the Keebler elves?
Oh,
Jesus. Boy. Pete, see?
I don't know, Pete. Why don't you ask your nutsack?
Oh.
Troll.
Is that some kind of code for a treehouse?
Do you know what billowy is?
Hey,
that's
guys.
Some kind of code for Pete's balls being so fucking low. Anyway, come on, let's get with the question.
How many pets do you have?
How?
You love Sega. What's the question?
He just asked how many pets she has. That's a nice question.
That's a good question.
How many what do I have?
Pets.
Do you like
I don't know how many of you are on the line right now.
We're your pets now.
Damn.
Oh, so in other words, in addition to being short,
so I'm gonna use you guys as a fucking horse.
In addition to being short and angry, you're also a dominatrix.
Oh, I am.
Oh, golly.
Oh, okay, I get it now.
I
must have dialed the wrong 800 number when I was stoned last night.
Well, that's okay, because I'm playing her song for her. I don't know if she's listening. Oh.
Yeah.
come over to my table in the main ballroom, and I'll give you all the midget porn I got. How's that sound?
Hey, that's a good offer.
Do midgets watch midget porn, or are just the weirdos?
You know what? Why don't you give it to someone that appreciates it a lot more, like Todd?
Yeah, see, what? Todd, that's a Todd piece. That's like, hey, wait, that's a piece. That's a peace offering.
That's a peace offering, Todd. I would hate to do that to you. You know, I can't take your midget porn away from you because, I mean, taking your midget porn away from you is like taking all the sexy memories of your uncle and all your fantasies, and I would hate to do that to you.
Are you a feminist?
I don't know if the word feminist is. I don't think it has anything to do with being a feminist.
Are you a sexist?
I think she's crazy.
Yeah, I am. I'm a male, so what the fuck, you know?
Oh, Lord, I am not a sexist, or whatever that is, or...
I don't give a fuck.
Boy, Rob's just on the bandwagon tonight. He's standing on the log.
I don't give a fuck. I mean, you're going to come to Wasteland. Don't threaten us. Show up there. If you're ready to do it, do it.
Rob, you don't need to be on your sandbox, buddy. She's not that tall.
Rob, don't worry about it. I got this. I'm sure I can handle 50 midgets by myself. Don't worry about it.
She's so ignorant.
Hey, that was just in one car.
Uh-oh.
One car? What are you going to bring, a tractor trailer full of them? Or did you put wheels? Did you put wheels on the big
four
shirt?
Four cars to a house. I mean,
wow, man. I don't know. It sounds to me like she's planning on showing up there and causing all kinds of chaos. But we got Dave here, and Dave's our backup. Dave is the man.
That's what security's for.
That's right. Dave, yeah. Dave is Pete's bodyguard.
So, who's the broad that crushes cans with her pussy?
That's that Asian chick that has a face like the baked potato.
Oh, you two must be twins.
Oh.
Golly.
No, I just got a pretty big spud. That's about it.
Oh! Pete, you never say that around the blokes.
It's a verbal clashing of the ages.
Well, we know it's not clashing of Titans. Let's put it that way.
Oh!
I'll show you some Titans.
You're going to show us the tidy? What? What'd you say?
So, lady, what is your point here about calling the radio show? What's your point? Make your point. You haven't made your point yet.
Did you not fucking hear me? A little more respect for the fucking midgets, motherfuckers.
Yeah, okay, we can respect the midgets, but can we still make fun of the juggalos? That's the deal.
Yeah, we got to come to a compromise. We're like the
They're a bunch of niggers anyway.
We're like the debt.
Can we make fun of the motherfuckers though? You know.
First, it's
make fun of the Mexicans.
First, it's the midgets, and then who's next? Then I can't make anybody. You all right when we were talking about the Missourians with mullets and meth everywhere? Shit.
I got an amputee joke. This woman's got a
horse. She's probably only got one fucking leg.
She. Okay.
Ain't that right, Senorita?
Would the farmer name his one-legged daughter?
How many other fucking ways can we offend
Eileen.
For fuck's sake?
Oh, ha-ha! Eileen!
What did he name his son with no legs?
What?
Neil.
Ah!
Bob.
Yeah, I was going to do the Bob one.
Now you're gonna have all the amputees coming after us, Pete. Hitting us on the leg.
Yeah, but we can outrun them. What am I saying?
The freak show. Wait.
If we're gonna continue with this whole line of thing, how about lepers? Let's pick on them. Why'd they stop the hockey game between the two leper teams?
Nope. Oh shit.
I don't know.
There was a face off.
Ah.
Why did the leper fail his driver's test?
Tell us.
Why?
Left his foot on the gas.
Ah.
Hey, Joe. So what are the good jokes coming on?
How about you fire a couple off there, Shorty?
What'd the leper say to the hooker?
You're such a fucking comedian. Why don't you shoot something off there? You're adding so much.
You're adding so much to
the show right now.
Come on, tell us some good.
I'm sure you've heard a few good jokes.
Yeah.
Fire them off there, Sparky. What? Oh.
You know.
All right. I guess it's time for you to go. Thanks for your input.
She said your piece. Merry Christmas. She might
she's
know some
go
good tall people jokes.
On
time.
She's got a couple more months before her Santa gig kicks in at the mall. See you later. Have fun handing out those fucking candy canes.
Yeah, that's funny.
Hey, how else do you think your kids get Christmas gifts? Shut the fuck up, motherfucker.
Well, I get them all the time.
Down my chimney.
I'm a regular sized person. I could do anything. I work for a living. What do, Juggalo?
You know, I hate when
fucking
Santa comes.
I work for a living, too.
Yeah, that's cool. Great.
I hate when Santa comes down my chimney. I always have to mop the shit up.
Would his elves be called shortcomings?
Oh,
that was bad.
Todd, you dirty monkey.
Hey, Todd, you stepped into it. I'm trying to take the heat off you.
I know, but I was just trying to make fun with you, Pete.
She hung up.
Oh, God, I feel bad now.
Why?
Oh, shit.
I'm going to have to go home and watch The Sinful Dwarf twice tonight.
She wouldn't even tell us where she lived. I mean,
she's not a midget. Her voice sounded normal.
Yeah, we're talking
she's
to a midget.
Faking
that,
it. She's one of them.
Like
she's one children. Of those wannabe fucking midgets. She's probably like 4'9".
No, she's. I'm buying it, man. I'm sorry.
She's on crack.
She sounds like a pretty mad midget to me.
She got into the tequila and looked in the mirror and only
I just
seen
want
the top
her to know
of her head.
I did not hang up on her. So if she went away for some reason, she must have hung up because I didn't do it.
She got mad because I talked about her candy canes.
No need to talk about her legs that way.
Well, you know. Them are Jimmy Dean.
Where's Dave? Dave still with us?
Maybe her cell phone was running short on minutes.
Dave, I needed you to help me, man. You should have chimed in there.
Dave's like
backup.
In a complete state of shock.
Dave's ready. He's done talking. He's ready to fucking throw down, walk the walk.
Yeah.
Enough talk, walk the walk, Midgey.
I don't have to kick very high, so that'll help.
You can get two for the kick of one.
Right.
Yeah.
You can look like Pele up in that son of a bitch. Goal, goal, goal.
Wow, what a return to form this has been for Pete.
Shit.
Welcome back, Pete.
The garbage pail, kids.
Just remember, just remember, it's bad luck to have two on a midget, so you guys are going to have to take your turns.
Three on the meat hook, but not two on a midget. Yeah. I gotcha.
Okay. Dude, a pimp might come, shit.
I just wonder how long she's listened to the show before she got so fired up and what set her off to call in finally.
Yeah,
what
I know.
What a pimp might show up. You never know.
I don't know. You know, it might be the time of the month, you know?
Yeah. Tequila. Yeah.
They have
so, what's
short
the name
fuses.
Of her pimp? Daddy Smalls? Ah! Uh-oh. Uh-oh. We got someone calling in.
Oh, shit. She's bringing us candy canes.
Somebody's calling in again?
We got another caller right here live, 42nd Street. Pete! Hello!
Hi, how's it going?
Hi there!
Good, how you doing?
Hi.
Hi. Who are we talking to?
Wife of Griff.
Hi, Griff.
Oh, fuck, I'm in trouble now.
Oh, boy.
She's like, where the hell are you, Griff?
How dare you? She just started listening,
no,
so you're fine, Griff.
You guys are crazy.
We're not crazy. The fucking Santa's elf's the one crazy.
I have been
we were having fun welcoming Pete
time.
Back. We were trying to welcome Pete back, and the crazy psycho lady came rolling in.
Dude, Jesus. She's a good stalker.
If she had Tourette's, she needs a show on TLC.
That's just crazy.
They've only got certain small time slots that they can fit him in.
Little people, big world.
I just wanted to say hello. And.
Bye.
He sounds,
you know, and tell Pete that he'll be coming down next year for sure. I've been trying. I keep telling him he can go.
He's going to have to come now. We need all the help we can get.
He's a good husband, so I'm very lucky.
I know, but he could take one for the team this time, you know?
It's all a front, Pete. It's a front.
Man, see, Griff, you
got
to
go. I'm losing my
on.
Facade here. You're making me look like
a... You're a jerk.
You're a big teddy bear, you silly monkey.
You're killing me.
Love it, man. I love it.
I can't wait for you to get home so we can cuddle, cuddle, cuddle.
Oh, you're nuts.
Well, I'm fine for one, man.
We're just glad the woman's on here that ain't fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Why couldn't we have talked to you for 45 minutes instead of Loopy the Lupez?
Jesus.
Loopy Lopez we had on for 45 minutes.
Man, that was crazy.
Yeah.
She's going to start being a regular, Pete. You need to
oh,
give,
shit,
you need,
please.
You need to give her
yeah,
her own
you have
slot.
You have a new fan.
Her
that's
and Rob.
I'm blowing people off. I don't want on the damn show. That's all I need. She's got the fucking number. Now we can never have a call-in show again.
All right, we're back to pre-recording.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Man, well, thank you for being so damn cool. That's what I got to say to your wife, Griff.
She is cool.
She is cool, man.
Hell yeah.
Well,
thank you.
You don't know how many times she took me to the fucking vintage stock so I could look for Adrian Barbeau's tits.
You know, that's some
real... them all around the city.
That's some real understanding right there, I got to tell you.
Please,
really,
baby.
You know, she needs to write a book.
We got 10 more minutes before vintage stock close. Somebody might have dropped it off.
Well, man, thank you for calling in. That's awesome.
Love you.
Wow. No problem. You guys take it easy.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Oh,
bye.
Lord.
Oh, and now we got Lupe back on the line.
Shit. We don't have enough time for Lupe. We only got like a minute and a half. Let's let Pete say something during his own show.
Yeah. Pete, the box is yours.
Holy shit. Well, I don't know. This has been a hell of a return from my new home base in Ohio, and I hope whatever the fuck was going on doesn't live down the street or something, because if she does, I'm screwed. Yeah, really. Blow my kneecaps off as I walk out the door, you know?
Damn. I love it.
Yeah. So,
gotta give a thanks to Rob. Thank you, Rob, for coming on.
Hey, no problem. I had a blast. I can't wait to hang with you guys at Wasteland.
And Dave, thank you for coming on, my friend.
Hey, it was a pleasure.
Didn't get to hear much from you because the midgets took over.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's been a problem for years. But
let a midget in the room, and there you go.
Yeah.
All right, Pete. That's awesome, man. What a show.
Without further ado, I guess we'll see you next week and stay sick. I don't know if we can top this for sickness, but
stay safe.
Yes, hey, we'll try.
Yeah, we're going
to watch your back.
I'm going to call him every day.
Watch
it's going to be okay.
Buckles.
Jesus. Welcome back, Pete.
Welcome back.
H.G. Lewis, Andy Milligan, John Carpenter, George A. Romero, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the ghastly ones, Ilsa, She-Wolf of the SS, or those hot, horny mistresses guaranteed to dominate your dreams. They're all yours right here in the Grindhouse.
So grab yourself a seat on Saturday night. The boom.